This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, as promised, how about Tigers playing with Jordan Spieth today in the first couple of rounds? That is, in as much as you might poo-poo golf or whatever, Tiger Woods being good is good for sports.
I'm still waiting for him to be good, though.
He finished 12th.
Our bar is so low.
It's not like he's the same guy.
This is like saying LeBron.
I mean, he's in
like,
his 40s now.
What if we said this about LeBron? What if we said, hey, LeBron he just scored 15. Right. Pretty good, right? LeBron's coming back.
Well, 15. Wait a minute. After Michael was off for a couple of years, was with the Wizards. You know what? Michael had a nice game.
Oh, you know that's typically we just said Wizard Michael's.
Wizard Michael. 45 Michael is not.
No. I do not want to see Wizard Michael.
No. That's about where Tiger is right now. And if Jordan had a big game and Tiger has a big game and he finishes in the top five, you're like, wow, that's really cool. But I think that comparison is pretty good. With a couple of the greatest of all time, Michael was the greatest of all time. It's arguable whether or not Tiger is. But, you know, after a long layoff and older, I think the Wizards Michael is exactly what Tiger is
Tiger
right now.
Tiger ain't even Wizards Michael. Tiger's Toronto.
But we'll find out.
Tiger's Toronto Hakeem.
No. We'll find out if Tiger is. You got to give him some time. You gotta give
How
him
much time has he had?
He hasn't had time. He's just come. He's only played three tournaments in the last few years.
Hasn't he tried? Yeah. How long? Three tournaments the last few years. How about he's done?
No. Well, how about he's Michael Jordan coming back to the Wizards?
He's not Michael Jordan.
We'll see.
He's Hakeem.
We'll give him a chance to find out whether or not.
He has been Hakeem in Toronto, actually.
Yeah, well. I'm telling you, you have to find out first. And if he wins a tournament, then are you going to go, is he Hakeem or is he Michael with the Wizards?
If Tiger wins a tournament, you got to tell me because I won't know. I have to find out on Monday.
Oh, no. You'll know.
No, I won't. You know what? I won't.
Oh, if you work here, you'll know.
I said on Monday I'll know. That's what I said. That's you'll
right.
have to tell me because
I'll
I won't
tell
know
you on Monday because it'll be the lead. Let's get Nathan in here. Hey,
Hopefully
Nathan.
You're out that day.
Hey, guys. I called in a few weeks ago, right before Riviera, and you know I predicted a top 10 for Tiger, and y'all figured I'd been on hold since 2008. And lo and behold, of course, he missed the cut that week. So I was pretty embarrassed. Didn't call in the next week, and
we didn't remember. Trust me, you can call right back in. We it's nothing personal. It's just, we don't remember that stuff.
He finished 12th last week and was ranked number one in the field for proximity to the hole. You know, obviously his putting woes got in the way, and, you know, he would have finished top 10 if it wasn't for that double on 16. And you know, I see Tiger coming into form, you know, in the words of Johnny Football, it's comeback season, boys.
You know what? Would you be surprised, Nathan, if he – okay, will he win a tournament this year?
Yes.
Will he compete in a major?
I'd like to think his best chance actually will be Augusta. I mean, nobody knows that golf course better than him.
It is true, but don't forget, I don't know. And the pressure that he has been putting on himself in the majors ever since 14, his 14th, I think that might be too much. I think if he gets into a groove and he is playing loose and he just says, you know what, I am Tiger. I forgot. I'm going to look in the mirror. I'm Tiger Woods, and I'm going to play like Tiger Woods. Then I think that's where he has his best chance. I think the majors are going to be just too much pressure. I do. I don't know if he can hold up at this age at Augusta.
I mean, it's all about the greens at Augusta, and you know, it comes from experience being able to put on those greens. And like I said, he knows it better than anybody else out there. And you know, he has lower expectations for himself right now, and you know, having those expectations, you know, it'll help him to progress to where he needs to be. You know, he's got Bay Hill coming up as well. He could be in good form coming into April.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe you're right. I hope you're right. Boy, would it be something if it's coming down the stretch on Sunday at Augusta and Tiger's in the mix? What do you think? The ratings will hit one or two. It'll be unbelievable.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
I'm Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Is that what he says when he looks in the mirror?
That's right. Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. That's right. Yeah, I think he's forgotten he's Tiger Woods.
You think the people who Tiger affected with his run open up golf to tons of people, different ethnicities, different socioeconomic. I mean, well, open it up to go to the Munis. Golf still an expensive.
Yeah, let's be clear. He didn't
still
open
very
it up
expensive
for them
sport.
To get the, he didn't open it up for them to get the country clubs.
No, yeah. Maybe not everyone. But he really had a major impact on societal impact from the standpoint of who was watching golf and when. I really do believe that in sports, if somebody is doing something that transcends the sport, a lot of people will start to watch. A lot of people will start to watch. If there's an all-time great basketball player who's playing like Jordan, people check in. Used to check in like that with boxing, with Mike Tyson. Some people checked in with that on MMA, but typically it's been, you know, the Brock Lesnar, so you had a wrestling to MMA thing, and or Ronda Rousey. People were checking in for Ronda Rousey because it was, you know, considered unusual. If you have freaks, like Aaron Judge could end up being one of those freaks. Jose Altuve, in a way, is one of those freaks. I mean, but it's not a power number thing. It's just he's the most dominant hitter. He's doing stuff that Pete Rose used to do, Jose Altuve, and he's a small little guy. That like resonates with people. Aaron Judge is a monster. People like to see the monsters, and he has monster things that he does. People will check in for things like that, and Tiger was one of those rare guys in golf that we've ever seen. Maybe the rarest, dating back to Jack. We've never had...
Well, Tiger, yeah, listen.
Jordan Spieth had a great run three years ago.
Tiger did more for golf than any. I don't know.
He raised the person.
He transcended when he went to, I forget what country it was, and you would think, why? How would they know? It was like a riot. Tiger was there in some Middle East country or somewhere. I forget where it was, and it was like, really, Tiger is that well known not only nationally but worldwide? But he changed the sport. There are very few guys that change a sport. And Tiger changed the sport. He brought socioeconomic changes. I mean, it was across the board that golf was open to everyone now. So that
viewing habits on Sundays changed.
He really did.
I mean, I in my lifetime, I can think of, and it really wasn't even Magic and Bird. I mean, Magic and Bird kind of, but Jordan was the
guy
that really changed it.
Yeah,
Mike Tyson.
But he didn't change. I mean, he obviously added so many people to it because they had to see Michael Jordan, and he was so spectacular and all of that. But people that would have never, ever, ever watched a golf tournament were watching because of Tiger.
Tiger, Jordan, Tyson. Same thing with Tyson. You watched. Yes. You went to watch parties for Tyson.
And Ali and Tiger were.
Yeah, and Ali was just different on so many different levels.
And Ali brought a whole different.
And there's a new one, Deshaun Watson. Changing entire sports.
And he's about as injured as Tiger Woods is.
James Harden. You forgot him.
And Eurostep. He invented the Eurostep.
I love him.
The guy from L.A. invented the Eurostep. It didn't come from an actual European.
Jake Paul, the YouTuber?
No. No.
My kids have told me about how horrific this YouTube guy is, Jake Paul.
The one who gets banned from YouTube. Was it Logan or Jake who got banned from YouTube?
For showing a suicide?
Yeah, suicide force. I don't remember. But
no big deal.
So you're telling me the guy from L.A. invented the Eurostep.
Who?
James Harden.
Oh, no. Actually, the first guy I ever saw use was, Manny.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ginobili was the first guy I saw use it. Yeah. Just perfected.
Hey, have you ever heard from Tongue Dart Chris?
Of course he did.
Of course he perfected it. Do you know who Tongue Dart Chris is?
I don't.
Well, this will be interesting. His name is Tongue Dart.
And we have real callers up there, not Gilbert.
No, I know. How about that?
But Gilbert did call in.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
He wanted to know if you're going to be at Trail of the Golden Frame.
Yes, tomorrow.
Don't tell him.
Tomorrow, just tell him, yeah.
Don't tell him.
Tongue Dart Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What do you say?
I have a little suggestion for Tiger Woods if he wants to get back in form. First, he needs to hook up with his dealer again, get hooked up on Molly and Percocet. He needs to start smacking the crap out of hookers again
so he
can get his form right.
No,
then he just needs to start friends kissing chocolate starfishes.
That's
why he's Tongue Dart Chris.
Is this what your
chocolate
thing?
Starfish.
Is this your thing?
Well, that's where he got the name from.
Tongue Dart
Chris. That's how that happened?
Yes.
Yes. He talks about chocolate starfishes a lot. All right. See, Tongue Dark Chris always brings a certain element.
He and OU Mike.
Yeah.
I like y'all know exactly what the element's going to be.
Yeah, we're introducing you knew. To it.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks, guys. To the ESPN family. 8:14 ESPN 97.5. Lance, you and I have to talk about Renter's Warehouse right now.
Good. We don't have to. We want to. We get to. Hey, so on a serious note, my mother-in-law, she was staying with us when she had broken her tibia.
Did you want to rent a house for her?
No. Mimi is delightful, but her house is sitting there, and actually, truth be told, it's been sitting there for a while. And you know, one of the things we talked about with Richard Drake was they can. She just said, "Well, it's not ready to rent. There's this issue. They actually can get your property ready to rent. They'll go look. They're not going to redo it with. Well, if you got marble, but we got a marble backsplash, and we're doing this with an Amazon rainforest shower heads with it. They're just getting it ready to rent. Okay, but they will do that for you. They will get the paint done. They will get all that stuff ready. They find renters. They do it within 17 days. And even if you're listening to us from an outlying area and you're not in the middle of Houston, because I always thought, this is the rental hub. No. They're like, oh, no. The outlying stuff in the suburbs is like recession proof.
Well, and I talked to Rich, too. He said, hey, tell people in Beaumont, in the Golden Triangle, that we've got an office in Beaumont. So if you're looking to rent your house out there, yeah, people want to rent in Beaumont. And they want to rent in Port Arthur. They want to rent all over the area. It doesn't matter where you are. People are looking for a place to rent. It's amazing. There are more rental properties than ever. And you could be a landowner who is getting their mortgage paid off by someone else. All you have to do is call 713-224-RENT. 713-224-RENT or renterswarehouse.com. Hey, switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Blind Scott.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So Twitter is up and working today, at Lance Zierlein, at John Granato, at Del V2. Just tuned in, and y'all are talking about golf. I love when y'all do these funny bits. Keep up the great work, fellas. Jackie. It wasn't a bit they were having to talk about.
We were talking, what?
That wasn't a bit, Jackie.
Jackie, golf is a sport, okay?
Has Lance
the greatest athletes in the world are golfers.
Steve said, has Lance experienced lawn cutting golf chat?
No,
what does that mean?
Mr. Irrigation.
Oof.
What does that mean?
Really.
John and Mr. Irrigation at times will discuss courses that they have only been on.
No.
Like they're having a personal conversation, even though no one else has any reference points.
No, Mr. Irrigation likes to talk about how they verticut the fairways.
At specific courses.
Really,
that
really
they,
bad
that
radio.
Guy's listening, he goes, holy crap, this is, I finally heard something that I can talk about, like, do.
No.
I want to talk about
really, really, yeah, really horrific
about,
radio.
And John Verticuts. Entertains it, and they talk about
no,
courses
I don't.
That only he and John have actually seen before.
We had to cut Mr. Irrigation off because...
Well, you're the one who opened up the vein.
Well, we answered the call.
He opened up the vein. I had to put the tourniquet on it so we don't have to deal with it anymore.
Could you at least switch it to how do baseball outfields, how do you
how do
get
they do
those
that,
fancy
by the way?
Things? I don't know, but I would imagine
awesome.
He knows. Ryan Anderson is super important to this Rockets team because hashtag diversity. They are more woke because Ryan is bringing up great episodes of Frasier, and that's important.
Yes, it is. Do you think anybody on the team...
Frasier.
Wait a minute. Other than Ryan Anderson knows who Frasier is.
Man, Ryan...
Chris Paul.
Yeah, probably Chris Paul.
Chris Paul watches a lot of television. Yeah, he doesn't.
Chris Paul probably.
Frankly,
yeah. But Chris Paul is like an old white guy.
Does Gerald Green know...
No, he's not.
Frasier.
No.
Does he know Frasier's?
No.
Does he know Frasier's brother's name?
No.
What's his
Niles.
Name?
Niles. Niles. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Ryan Anderson is more of a Mad About You guy.
He's too
mad
young
you
to
is...
know Mad About You.
Frasier's the same.
Well, you
time
know what
period?
Though. But actually,
yeah. But
if his
Frasier
parents
was more
watching,
popular than Mad About You.
But if his parents were watching, he'd be watching too.
Yeah, but who watched Mad About You?
It was on for a long time.
I saw some of it. Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
And Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Before she did those things to her face.
What things did she do? Helen
Hunt? Have you not seen Helen Hunt's face?
No. Didn't she just look regular? I only see her on old movies.
She didn't have all the surgery.
She looks like she should be in Star Trek, but as one of the aliens.
No.
What? I don't see that right now, do I?
Look at.
She's not that bad.
But she's done stuff.
She does stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she's done stuff. I don't know what she does. Yeah, yeah, she's done some stuff, but it doesn't look.
But not that bad. Not like the cheeks and the lips and the, oh, God, women, don't do anything to your face. It's awesome the way it is.
It's not, yeah.
David wants to get in here and talk about his Rockets. What do you say, David?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Well, there's an alternative in the morning now, but I just wanted to just ask Lance, I appreciate all the insights and comments over the last few weeks during this streak, and just wanted to ask you, as somebody that's kind of on the inside, with regard to the basketball IQ on this team, as opposed to in years past, it kind of reminds me of the 95 Rockets with some of those fellas that were so smart. And Paul, to me, just seems like he's bringing up the basketball IQ on the rest of the team. And even though I'm not a Bill Simmons fan by any means, his the secret that he talks about in his book seems like it really, we've got that with this team. I am concerned, being a lifelong Houstonian and waiting for the other shoe to drop, that the longer the streak goes on, the more pressure there is on this team to actually get to the finals. Just wanted y'all's comments. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, A, by no means am I an insider on the Rockets, so let me just clear that up. The second thing is, I hadn't thought about this until you brought it up, but I remember having that same feeling when they won 22 in a row. I hadn't even thought about that until you just said that. I remember we were here in 2018, I think. We were talking about it right here, and I remember thinking, boy, once you expend that much energy winning, you know, doing everything you can to keep streaks alive, that's got to be tough after that. And you think about it, they've got 18 games left, I think, in a season, and they're still on a streak. This becomes something where they're doing everything they can to keep a streak alive instead of just taking it game by game. That could end up
peaking too early.
Yeah, because we just saw a team that peaked at the perfect time in baseball.
Right. Exactly. That is true. And Correa came back with a couple of weeks to go. They went through a lull. Yeah, remember the Dodgers were red hot at about this time, same time correlation-wise to the baseball season, and they were just unbeatable. And now they got to the World Series, a game away from winning it all.
Golden State had a full season run.
Yeah, and then they petered out at the end. They didn't win.
But they were beaten by maybe a team.
Again, a seven-game series.
I think they were beaten by a team that matched up with them better. And you had Kyrie there that year. Yeah. He wasn't hurt that year.
Yeah. No, he was there and hit the game-winning shot, the series-winning shot.
I know.
Are they peaking too early, or are they just better than everybody?
I think they're just better than everyone else. I wouldn't go into peaking. It does drain you. I know when the Heat won 27 in a row.
They 27?
At one point. That's the second longest behind the Buck, or was it Lakers who got the 33? They expended so much energy trying to keep that thing alive, and then eventually it was like, okay, we can take a breath after it got ended, and then they wound up winning a title.
Look at the minutes played. Like, James is still at about 36 a game. They're not really changing. If you start seeing those numbers go a lot higher.
They haven't played close games, so that's the benefit. Now, if we start going down, they get in the 20s and close games are happening, and they're expending a lot of energy. James is up to 38, 40 minutes because they really want to win. Then it becomes a problem, but at this point, they're just better than everybody else.
Like, you can't say it's a bad thing to win games. It's never a bad thing to win games. So it's not. I don't think it's about necessarily peaking too early. I think it's about if you get into situations where you are playing unnaturally close and draining games consistently, and you're doing things as a coach that is unnatural to your pattern of play because you're trying to keep stuff alive, or your players are doing that, that can start to – and hey, it's great that they're competitive and all that. I mean, you don't win 17 games unless you're highly competitive, but it could start to – like, I've kept an eye on James's – minutes, and Dell's right. There's just not you brought it up too. They just haven't had a whole lot of competitive. They are competitive in their own way, but they're able to distance themselves. That got competitive yesterday. You look at James, 35 minutes. He's not even getting close to 40 minutes right now. There's even through
he's averaging 35 a game the whole year. That's about his average. That's his average. Yeah.
D'Antoni has done a great job.
And that's nice. And they do. They
33, 36, 38, 33, 35.
He sits him with a couple of minutes left in the first quarter. And then it extends through the second quarter. So he gets that break and he gets an extended rest. And no, I think it's good. I mean, you know, sitting 13 minutes a game is good. And yet you're still able to win. But, and here's the thing is, what is going on right now? Does this translate now? And we're seeing a shorter bench because Ryan Anderson and Joe Johnson are out. So we're seeing a bit of a shorter bench. We actually saw a couple of guys, Gerald Green, who we hadn't seen in a while.
Crazy Gerald took some dumb shots yesterday.
Well, Gerald Green, it was just, if you get it to him, guess what he's doing?
He's flinging it.
You might as well. If you don't want him to shoot, don't pass him the ball.
That's right. No. Tariq Black got in because it was back-to-back, and you're not going to play Nene because he's 100 years old. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some. And yet they continue to play excellent basketball.
Yeah, no one played more than 36. Ariza got to 36 minutes, and that's it. Paul Harden, 34, 35. Tucker, 34. Luke, 30. Eric Gordon, 33. Nothing has changed as far as minutes for your major players. If it starts to happen, it'll be, like I said, once they get in that, if they get to the 20-plus range and there's actually, they think, hey, maybe we can do something NBA historic, not just Rockets historic, then if the minutes start to accumulate, then you're like, okay, maybe this is hurting more than helping. But until that happens, why change?
Yep. All right, 827 ESPN 97.5. You, yesterday, well, or sometime.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
You got to Prime Social.
Sometimes you sit in there, you go in, and you get right on a table, or maybe there's a wait, and there's one and three tables. That means $1 small blind, $3 big blind. And the other times that it's not, the other, you know, you don't have to pay a penny. You don't have to do anything. Now, you pay a seat fee, which, and they have half price seat fees from 12 to 4, where it is half price. And a seat fee is what you pay to sit and play. It's a club. That's why you're asking, how can you play poker in Houston? How can they have a nice place like Prime with 20 tables and 29 TVs? And how is that even possible? Well, it's possible because it's a club and they don't take a rake. And so you pay a seat fee every hour and you're good to go. And that's what Prime does for you. Now, you sit down there and you can play an aggressive higher stakes games. They have a tournament every single day. Every single day they have a tournament that you can enter in. But the great thing about Prime to me is you, like your neighborhood games, when you like just playing, like, yeah, I love to play poker, I don't get a chance too much. Well, here's a place, 7801 Westheimer. It's the nicest one in the city of Houston. They've got great food and an open bar that's ready for you. It's a valet parking. And now we're going to be there next Friday. This could be your first time. Come watch March Madness with me and John and the rest of the shows as we're going to be out there broadcasting live. So be part of the broadcast, hang out there and watch us. And then John and I are getting in tournaments along with Rafer Alston. He's going to be out there. We're going to be in a big tournament. And if you knock us out, you're going to get the bounty. You're going to get a cash prize. And of course, if you win the whole tournament, you're going to be getting cash there as well. We got TVs all around the table, so we'll still be able to watch all of the great games going on during March Madness. Don't miss out. That's next Friday at 7801 Westheimer, Prime Social. And when a lower seed beats a higher seed, they're going to have a special jackpot where listeners have a chance to win this money as well. So just by being there, you're going to get the hookup. I will tell you all about that starting next week. But make your plans next Friday to join us at Prime and make your plans to get out there every single day for some great poker right here in Houston, PrimeSocialTX.com. I learned, I see the dreams I made, so I'm cooler now. I can take care of my mom and Maloney.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 833 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to talk about Tiger or Phil or Justin Thomas. No, it's not.
Or the Rockets.
Or golf.
Or football. Or baseball.
The Valspar Championship. Does anything say a big weekend thing? Like Valspar?
Nothing says big like Valspar.
Valspar.
Hey, last night, do you guys, how do you guys like the, you know who I like? And I'm unapologetic about this. I like Craig Ackerman. I like his calls. He's got a little bit of, he's got a little flavor to him. He's a little bit, not smarmy's not the right word. I don't know what the right word is.
He's got a little attitude.
Snarky. He's got a little attitude. He's a little snarky. It's more snarky than smarmy. He's got a little attitude. Huh. He's got a little flavor to his broadcast. I like it, Ackerman.
He's going to be a guy that'll be here in 20 years. We're going to say Craig Ackerman.
What a great run you've had, Craig, as we're dying.
Just like Bill Worrell. Yeah, just like Bill Worrell was here forever. And Craig Ackerman is going to have that same, I think, that same kind of career. He's not afraid to say some stuff that you're just like, ooh. That was a little shot there. Right. And that's not bad. But you know what? That's fine. I think Craig's going to be a lifer there. I think Matt will too.
You know, Thomas?
Yeah. He's going to be the radio voice for... I was listening to him on the way back from Beaumont, listening to the call. And he does a great job.
He does. He really does. And it's really important to him. I think eventually he may do that full time. Because once Bill Worrell steps down full time, it will be Ackerman full time, and Matt will take over radio full time. It'll be his full time gig. And so, I don't know. It's nice having two gigs where you get paid two gigs. Mm-hmm. It takes up a lot more time. And I remember when it's easier for Matt. When we were doing morning show, he would have to be from hotels. Like, or, you know, it's just such a pain in the ass. You get in, flying on the plane. They'll eat now. They have good food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we called him Fancy Matt because he'd be there. I've got a robe, and I've got, you know, but it's really nice. You know, there's a lot of bathrobes, but they stayed in a Trump hotel one time. He's like, should I just take this robe? Like, you can take it if you want.
Oh,
it's
going to
end up on somebody's bill. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to end up paying for it. It'll be like $160. Well, I don't know if they have to. It's probably his credit card. I wonder if every place he checks in, he has to.
Yeah.
Incidentals, right?
Incidentals, I would imagine.
Yeah, so he would have got hit for that. Like, yeah, it's not
free. You know, we never did, though, with the Texans. We just, I don't think that, I think there was probably.
Did you get good food and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what was that like?
Well, we didn't eat with the team. We got on the plane we ate, and on the plane on the way back. But otherwise, you were responsible for your own.
So is it different than like when I'm flying on United?
Shoot, we had. Oh yeah, no.
What does it look? But it's like the same kind of planes, right?
Yeah. It was a big commercial plane. It was just us. It was just team and sponsors and stuff like that.
Did anyone have to do middle seats?
Yes, I did. Oh. I had to sit between Andre and Mark every flight. Because I was the field guy, and he was the color, and he was the play-by-play.
Gross.
Yeah, it was gross. And I imagine it was more difficult when
just
Rich...
middle seat is gross.
Well, I would imagine it was more difficult when Rich took over for me, because he's bigger.
Gross.
Yeah.
But not players.
We would have two giant steak sandwiches or Chick-fil-A or something.
What would they do? Do they just bring it on the plane?
Just like... Yeah, they catered. Or we would have steak dinners on the plane on the way back. It was, well,
how'd
the
you
first
keep
couple
them warm?
Of years. Like any plane keeps stuff warm. They have warmers. What do you mean? Every plane serves meals.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
Yeah. And, we ate really, really, really well the first couple of years.
Chicken wrap or beef Asian noodles.
No.
It's not going to be the steak you're talking about.
It was really good. And Andre was like, dude. I've traveled in the league. This is the first couple of years of the organization. Trust me, this stuff is going to cut. It ain't going to be like this forever. Trust me. And in a couple of years in, they were like, we're going to probably cut back on some of the food. Actually, and they gave you way too much. And I know why the players were sluggish those first couple of years. They would give you two sandwiches, and then they would feed you on the plane on the way to the city, and then the players had a mandatory dinner that they had to go to, and then mandatory breakfast the next day for the game. I was like, oh my God, they're all fat. They were all stuffed. How in the hell are you going to play a football game when you're eating like this?
It was like that. Remember when the Texans first opened up, they had like, they didn't have a sense. They just wanted to do it big. The media food was like, wow.
Yeah.
It was every meal was, it wasn't the same, you know, you're going to get your chicken strips and your chicken wings, you have hamburgers. You know that. This, you would come in there and it was like, holy crap, look at this bread. Well, here's chicken fried steak with two types of gravy and chipotle and we have Chipotle mashed potatoes. And if you don't like that, well, we have a vegan option here, and we have this here. And we, you got in there like, I don't think they know this. We're not supposed to do fancy stuff. Like, we don't deserve this, guys. Our media passes were these extravagant, like something you probably get at the Oscars. Like, wow. Then by year two, it went tampered down. By year three, like, chicken strips. African, you guys are scrubs.
Hey, we got you four different types of sauces. What are you bitching about?
That's right.
You got the hot sauce, got the barbecue, got the honey mustard. Three.
Honey mustard, hot sauce, barbecue.
Yeah.
That's the standard three for chicken strips.
What are you whining about? You got your chicken strips.
That's the standard for three for chicken strips.
Who is it? AMF?
Is Adios.
He wants to talk about nachos.
Hey,
what's up, AMF? What's up, brother?
Man, it's been a while, man. Mm-hmm. Good to see y'all back.
Yeah, good to be back.
So, I know I'm going on vacation next week with a wife and one teenage son.
Yep.
And we kind of have a thing going with nachos on the road trip.
Ooh, I already see where this is going.
But this is going to be a little tougher because I don't know if John knows what nachos are, Lance.
Yeah, I think I do.
He knows. He can figure it out.
I'm pretty sure.
John's good with subtlety.
I saw you tweeting about having nachos.
They're delicious. See,
try to get your wife to.
I'm just kind of like, so we had a talk last night, and I was telling her, I'm like, look, once he showers, nacho time.
Yeah, that's a given.
You know what I mean? And then that's it because it's just a one room.
Yeah.
And how I thought I'd bring it up.
Hold on, how old is he?
He's 15.
Okay, that's old enough that you can send.
Long shower 15.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, man,
he's in that range of no, I appreciate it. He's in that range of longer showers.
Yeah, long showers.
So he's also at AJMF.
Where there's no soap left when you get in there.
He's also, where's the conditioner?
Hey.
You don't even condition. He's also at the age where you can.
Spiky
hair. What do you need? You can send him out to hey, do us a favor. You know that place? I'm going to call in a to-go order and go. You can walk across the street and go pick it up. Like, That's something you can do too. So there's some other moves. Oh, I'm well aware of road trip single, fantastic. Road single meaning just husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Road trip when kids are on with you, you got to think, man, am I going to let this opportunity pass? What can I do? And it's always invariably, I mean, there's the only thing you can do.
Hey,
I
hit the shower. Everything, man.
Yep. Appreciate it. Or if you got kids that are young enough, bath. Because baths can last a long time.
Oh, yeah. But kids in a bath, what, how long? Oh, you put them in the bath and then,
hey, guys, have fun in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Turn the TV up loud.
Yeah. No, like that. We always put the cartoons on, lock the door. They'd be banging out. Yeah.
Oh, you're at the house. No, not the hotel. Not the hotel.
Oh, not at the Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're talking hotel. Yeah. Oh, at the house, yes. It's immediate.
At the hotel, put them in the
Where's mom?
Wait a minute.
Taking a shower. Why is the door locked?
Well, wait a minute. If you put them in the bath and they get out of the bath, they can walk out. You can't lock the door from the inside.
I know. If you hear the door open, well, that's what you have sheets. You have covers. You have covers. You're like, why are y'all under covers? We're tired.
Why are
we're
you both naked?
We're taking. No, you can have covers, though. John, how do you just strip everything off the bed like an animal? What is wrong with you?
No, I know, you have to get out from under the covers at some point.
You just hang it off your. He's hanging off your ankles. What's so hard about this? Why do we have?
Off your ankles.
I don't like having to have this conversation out in public, but I feel like we need to talk about logistics.
Wait,
you keep it under the
can't
sheets.
Can't you wait till they go to sleep so you can have some?
No,
you know, I mean, this is
that's
good
also
Lord,
a
man.
Sleep. You know how many kids?
I'm not the caveman. You are. Bath time. All right, hurry up, wash up. Boom, 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 boom. All right, we're back. What? How about take some time with your wife?
This is called a road game. It's a road game with hostile environment. You got people screaming at you, just like the Rockets had with the Bucks. There's people yelling
at
you.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a road game.
You were at Cameron Indoor Stadium?
What
are you talking
it was
about?
Like the Cam- yes, bounces, I got a bunch
the kids
of Cameron
are
crazies.
Up and down.
I'm North Carolina. Hey, guys, go take a shower. Go take a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
check your sources. They were yelling that at ESPN. I want to say, Duke, what? Stop.
You
guys
cheated
too.
Yeah, that's right.
You cheated too.
Take some time.
Take some time, bro.
Explore your wife.
Yeah.
Explore your wife. Let me tell you. Let me know when you have 5 kids, bro. We'll start having these conversations. Yes. Wow.
That's why I'll never
have. How
are
you going to put all 5 kids in the bath at one time?
Nah, we hadn't had 5 rolling with us for a while.
Put
now,
some John Mayer
on. We have 4.
Dang, bro. Put some.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It usually has to be. Light
a candle.
First of all, there is.
Your body is wonderland.
We've got.
First of all, here's the deal. Road games usually don't happen.
No.
We on the road, it's just there's too many.
You got too much of a traveling party with you.
Like back in the day, two in the bathtub. This works. No. Now, 4?
No.
It's not.
It's impossible.
There's no game schedule. No game schedule.
Either that or you two go in and watch them.
What?
No,
that's too creepy. No. No, you just wait.
We've got about a minute or two.
Yeah, right. Man, if you're doing a road game with two in the bathtub, it's like a 3-minute game.
What can we do?
We want the game to last a while.
In 3 minutes.
We want it to be a baseball game, not the Kentucky Derby.
I see you and that young kids for a while.
All right.
Your body there ain't no might baseball be a games. Wonderland.
There's no baseball games going on.
A Red Sox-Yankee game, not
There's
a Kentucky
no
Derby.
There's no baseball games going on.
Lance is Tom Brady in the final 2 minutes.
Okay.
And they're off and down the stretch of and running around. There's kids in the tub. And around the kid trying to get food. And banging on the door and a TV. Coming up the down stretch. Here's a kid banging on the door. Here's a piece of paper slid underneath the door. With it, where's mom? Here's a where's mom? Banging on the door. It's where's mom by a nose.
Official time.
2 minutes. 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Honestly, the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Hello? What? Why is the door locked? Because mom's using the bathroom. Wait, why am I doing an auctioneer? You know why I was doing an auctioneer voice.
8:45.
I mean, that's what it is.
I guess
I haven't had little kids in a while. Here's what they do. If they're
in
watching Netflix, I try to get them to have Netflix and just chill, literally.
You chill.
And it's like this. This is what it's like. Ready? As soon as the door clicks lock,
like they're velociraptors. Like
it's exactly like velociraptors. Click.
What? And they're over.
And here comes the two young ones. Hello? Hello? Click, click, click. There's no knocking on the door.
No.
It's the handle.
Yes.
Like, see.
Yo, shout out to birth control, Lance. This is it. Gave everybody listening.
She's not going to be in love with Moana forever. Okay, so
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like 5 of that.
Yes.
Son, no.
Yes.
You know what? I think you guys should be blessed with multiple children.
What you need?
No, we want to pass those blessings on to other people.
What you need is a hoops goal, Lance, outside, so all the kids can go outside and play.
I actually really do. Our goal that I have is messed up. I had a hoops goal.
Tate will put one in for you.
I had a hoops goal, and I was supposed to move it, but yeah, I know. I got to get a goal because my kids, the backboard is broken out.
It decreases the value of your home. You know that, right? With the broken backboard and rim that's bent.
No, they're still shooting on a plastic, on a plexiglass, plastic, whatever. It broke out. They play so much. It broke out. They're still shooting there. I'm like, well, I guess you can't get layups in.
No. So somebody's going to cut themselves on your backboard. You're going to lose your house and all your kids.
Yeah, and you know what? The hoops go. I'm not even supposed to be. This isn't my spot, but I will tell you. So we got one where you have to get a broom handle and push a thing, and it'll fall down, and it's like so janky.
Good Lord.
And hoops just do this. Just a hand crank.
And up and down.
Way more stable. I don't have to fill it up with water in the base and all that stuff.
No, listen. All of them can hang on each other, and then they can raise the goal while they're hanging on the rim.
Well, that's not Keith Tate.
I'm sure your kids will find
that.
Something to do with like that.
I think it's on the backboard.
But not hang on this while you're raising it.
It'll never break.
Nope.
Because it's an unbreak. It's the best. It is the best goal you can. And oh, by the way, you know how the value of your home goes down because of your rim and backboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Keith Tate's, It adds to the value of your home, okay, and the beauty and the curb appeal, all of it, by going to ProDunkHoops.com. They've got all the accessories as well. You can stencil the driveway, get the net that'll keep the ball from going in the street, everything that you, the light so you can play at night and you can have some quiet time with your wife, all of it at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you missed the last segment, you got to go back to the podcast. Podcast Arena, right? Podcast Arena? PodcastArena.com.
Podcast Arena.
I put out an article today, and I mean, before you even read it, dude, it's about the baseball opening day, and it really is must read. I don't know, I say that, but here, it actually, I brought the comparison of baseball, how they handle their opening day, and NBA and football and the NFL handle their opening day is night and day. It is so dumb what baseball does. So dumb. Their schedule comes out September 12th. The season doesn't end until November 1st or October, the late September. So before they have, from the schedule release to opening day the next season, 198 days. You know how many days basketball has from the release of its schedule to opening day?
Well, they don't do their draft until June. So July, August, September, October. By the end of October, they're starting up, so it can't be any more than...
It was October 17th this
year.
It's
probably 90 days, maybe?
63.
Okay.
And baseball is 198.
But they also have days like, but who do you play first week? When are the big games? Who's on Christmas? Those are kind of the big...
Then you put... That's exactly the article. And baseball doesn't... Baseball's so stupid. They could own the 4th of July. They could own Memorial Day.
And why don't they...
But if it falls on a Monday... Teams will be off. There will only be a couple of teams playing because that's Monday's a day off. They don't take advantage of anything. They don't take advantage of anything. You know, okay, if you look at every team that's playing, here's every playoff team. Here's their, and I put this in the article. How's baseball open? You know how did basketball open its season? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, we had the Cavs in action. They were
against
the Warriors. Warriors Rockets.
The two best teams in the West.
Yeah,
Celtics. Kyrie Irving leaves and goes back to Cleveland for the first game.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's like everybody. Oh my God, Kyrie Irving back to with all the hard feelings. We got to watch this game. Rockets and the two best teams, and it turns out they were the two best teams. They put them on. It was only those two games to open up the season, and the champions were at home. All that stuff. And by the way, the Rockets won the game. NFL. How does NFL open its season every year? The Super Bowl champ at home getting its rings.
And it's
with a celebration. Game,
and they get spotlighted.
Yes. Kansas City and New England this year. A rematch of the Super Bowl. Carolina and Denver the year before. Pittsburgh and New England. This is how the NFL opens its season on Thursday with bands and, I mean, you know, all
it's
this
a concert
stuff.
Series.
Yes.
And Thursday
awesome.
Night is there.
Here's how baseball's opening.
Oh, tell me.
Houston at Texas, a team with a losing record. Granted, it's a rival, but it's a team with a losing record.
Golden Boot, John.
These are all the playoff
silver
teams.
Boot, Lance.
I mean, it's whatever.
It's a silver boot. Silver boot, but it's made of crystal for whatever reason.
Crystal
boot.
Light.
It's not. The Yankees are at Toronto. Well, Toronto, a losing record. Minnesota's at Baltimore. There's a rivalry. That makes sense. Baltimore, losing record. Boston's at Tampa, losing record. Washington at Cincinnati, one of the worst teams in baseball. San Francisco was the worst team in baseball, at the Dodgers.
Yeah,
Cleveland
at
Seattle.
San Francisco at the Dodgers.
That's a rivalry.
Yeah, it's
a rivalry.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers are the only playoff team that is opening at home.
Sounds like they're doing a bunch of rivalries.
Okay, but if you say that.
Minnesota,
Houston,
Baltimore?
Texas, Houston, Texas?
Chicago at Miami? The Cubs at Miami?
That's a huge rivalry.
Well, who are you going to have them playing?
Boston at Tampa? I mean, no, you're going to have them playing. Oh, well, you want to know, here is my 4th of July schedule. That if I was running baseball.
Wait, is this opening day or 4th of July?
This is opening day. Opening day.
Okay.
Cleveland at Seattle. Well, there's a rip. What?
Well, yeah, but you can't do, like, don't you want certain things to be highlighted? What you're talking about is having two or three big games highlighted. You don't want to have all series highlighted.
Why not?
Right?
Why not for your fan
base?
They don't
have a single thing highlighted.
How many real rivalry games are there in baseball right now?
Boston Yankees.
Yeah.
Right? Chicago, St. Louis.
Rematch of the World Series. Doesn't matter who it was.
Right. Why are the Astros not playing the Dodgers? You know why? Because the schedule came out September 12th. 198 days.
Don't they still have a patch for interleague, or no? Is it just random?
Yeah, there's
no. Every day there has to be an interleague game because there's only 30 teams, 15 in each league. So somebody's got to play an interleague game.
So I'm okay with Houston, Texas. I'm okay with that. Houston Yankees, Houston Dodgers. That would have been pretty cool.
Wait a minute. Why are they opening at Texas? They're the champs. Why aren't they opening at home? Where they belong, like every other team does in every sport.
Yeah, that does suck.
Because their schedule is out so early.
Because their schedule's out. No, but they don't know. Why the hell is their schedule out so early? Who has more travel days? Who travels more?
Oh, my God.
Basketball or baseball?
So, like, their schedule's out before the season
ends.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why? Who has more travel days, basketball or baseball? 182 games versus 81. 82.
Well, but it's three-game series. It's got to be basketball.
It's basketball.
Yeah.
41 flights to different cities while 26 for the Astros.
That's all?
26? Yeah, 26 times 3. And there's right around 78 games. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you play four-game series.
Is it because baseball, they have the logistics of their schedule is much harder, so they have to get a jump start on it?
Maybe.
Why?
But basketball only has 63. Why is their logistics
they
harder?
They can't wait a month and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm asking 30 teams.
Longer dates, more players, more staff members.
Well, no, it's just teams and dates.
But they've had relationships with hotels for decades.
But there's
got to
be a reason they're doing it before their season ends, right?
Because they're dumb.
Why can't be dumb if not?
No. Because they're dumb. But why don't they take advantage of 4th of July, though? Why don't they take advantage of Memorial Day?
Because they're so American, they want to give America that day.
No, they still play games. They just don't feature the best matchups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they still. No, but if it falls on a Monday, they don't.
Then they don't play games.
Or Thursday. Thursday's a day off. They won't play.
It's an unwritten rule. So dumb.
It's so stupid. All right, 8:59. We're going to get catch up with 94.1 on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Why don't you talk about saving people money, Lance?
Let me tell you about Bill Advisor. So Bill Advisor, every week I get a list of what the most they say for people, who the three big winners are. This week's big winners, William from Spring, $26.16 on his TV and cell phone bills. That's over a year. Do you know what that means? Some guy has been getting jacked on his bills for a long time. I hate to see how long it's been going on like that. And let me tell you what happens is once you get it taken care of for that year, there's a residual effect. Because what they've done is basically hit you at reset with your prices and get you the new customer prices, and that will last you. That will hold you for 2 or 3 years. But when your prices start going up, Bill Advisor's there to always, go in and start negotiating for you. That's a great thing about Bill Advisor. They're constantly looking at your bills, scouring the bills, because this is a monthly service. So you pay one low monthly fee, and Bill Advisor is taking a look at when your energy company comes up, they will look to renew with prices for you. When your cell phone deal is coming up, they let you know, and they can look to renew in advance for discounted rates. They are the person who is basically, you need a personal assistant for your bills? That's Bill Advisor. Only they can argue and get your rates way down. $800 to $900 is the average savings for a Bill Advisor client. But I'm here to tell you, I saved over $2,000, and it actually went to almost $700. I just had my home and auto insurance changed, and it took 2 hours to get that done. BillAdvisor.com, BillAdvisor.com, or text BILLS to 313131, and they'll get you started.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
All right, time to talk about your car and selling your car. If you are, the smartest thing to do is go to givemethevin.com, put in the VIN, and let John Clay Wolf tell you how much your car is worth. So even if you don't use him, even if you don't use and take advantage of whatever it is, you have something to go by when you go to the dealership. Or you, and now, he doesn't want you to use him like that, but dude is busy. He had a record month last month as far as number of cars that he was able to buy. And then he moves them on. But he'll give you top dollar. So then you go to the dealership and they say, well, we're only going to give you this for your vehicle. And you go, well, sorry, I'm going to go with John Clay Wolf then, because John Clay Wolf is going to give me more. And he says right now, with all the aluminum crap that's going on, he says the value of cars have gone up. So if you've waited until now, it's the perfect time. And who knows, the president may repeal this tariff on steel or aluminum and you may not get the price that you can get right now. So if you're thinking about selling your vehicle, this is the best time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.